Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would love to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, both live and later on the recording. As always, time, oh my gosh, time, that most precious commodity that we have. And it's really been coming home to roost for me lately, just how precious that time is as my countdown clock continues to tick, 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 tick. August the 5th, 2010, I'm working towards that 5-year date. So welcome. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil. And my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And my phone is 877-767-7544. And today, here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, I'm going to do a combination of some home business tips and some social marketing tips. Social media marketing, because they really do combine so very well together, so nicely. And the reason I wanted to combine the two was somebody asked me last night about using social media marketing. And one of the reasons that I mentioned and that we talked about was the fact that because I have the commitments during the day and have limited hours where I can build my business, sometimes it's very difficult to get out and meet people. And the social media marketing allows me to get online and to connect with people and build relationships 24/7, no matter when I have time to sit down on the computer. So it really does extend my reach in terms of when I can get out there and meet people. It's no longer waiting for times where I can go attend events or go to meetings or any of those kinds of interactions that happen face-to-face, one-on-one. As a result, today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass is a combination of both home business tips and social media marketing. For those of you who are too shy to ask your questions live on the call, please do send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com. I love receiving them. A lot of the social media marketing ones, if they're short and sweet to answer, I might do a little video blog, I might write an article, I might just put some sort of a post over on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/butterflynetworking. facebook.com/butterflynetworking. And even if you're not on Facebook, I believe you can still get into it. I meant to test that myself. I will. So let's dive right in. Grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, and we'll just get started here today. I want to talk about four tactics for a successful home-based business. And I want to start with that, because whether you are building your home-based business full-time or part-time, it can be so easy to get distracted by other things around the house, whether it be your hobbies, your chores, your children, your pets, just the myriad of things that distract us when we are building a business at home. And it's a different way of life. So therefore, we need to have some tactics, some tools in our tool belt that we can make sure that we do what it is we need to do. And being prepared to fight those battles when they come up is half the battle. knowing that it's going to happen to you, knowing that your potential for distraction is huge, and being prepared for it. One of the first things that I found that was so helpful for me is actually deciding on the tasks that needed to be done and making sure that I know those tasks that need to be done right now. What's coming up with the deadline? What is it that I need to do right now? Or as our big table coach Laurel Langemeyer would say, what's the fastest path to cash? So we need to make sure that we are deciding, making those decisions of what we need to do right now. Because you know what? If what you really need to be doing is creating a new sales page or working on the messages in your autoresponder or making phone calls to connect with people, yeah, you're going to get distracted. And guess what? You may get on Facebook, and connect with friends. But you know what? That's not what you need to be doing right now. When you decide those tasks that you need to do, make a list of them. Make a list of what must be completed today and work on them. Make that list. I have found in my personal experience that when I make that list and I write it out and I put it in my planner and I put it right in front of me where in the construction zone, that I get them done. I actually do get them done. Now, I wish I was better at writing them down all the time. I will admit I don't. But when I know that it's really crucial for me to get started on something or to get something moving or perhaps, you know, working on that workbook that just came out and doing the finishing and getting it done by the date I said I would, I write those things down. So deciding on the tasks that you need to do right now, write them down, keep them in front of you, and get those ones done first. The second thing that is so very powerful when you sit down, decide where in your day you can have a power hour. Now, I've talked about this before in terms of when I write my articles. And having a power hour really is critical to your success. Because that power hour is when you yourself are the most productive. And only you will be able to decide that. Only you will be able to figure that out. But when are you the most productive? And then what you have to do is you have to protect that power hour like a bear protects her cubs. A mama bear protects her cubs. You've got to protect that power hour. And when you go in to that power hour with that list of what must be done today, and you're working on those first, you will be amazed at how much you can actually accomplish at that time. Now, outside your power hour is when you set up for that. You make sure that you have the tools that you need, whether it's pens or paper or your computer cords. You make sure that when you sit down for that power hour, you have what you need. Now, my power hour is first thing in the morning after I walk the dog. I've gotten out, I've gotten some exercise, I've gotten some fresh air, maybe way more fresh air than I wanted. And I come in and I sit down, and that is my power hour. My mastermind partner, Tina, she's not a morning person. Her power hour is in the evening. And so she focuses and builds so that she's able to take advantage of her time and her power hour. What you need to do is recognize, what's your power hour? When are you the best? When are you the most productive? When do you get most done? When are you the most clear in your thinking? When can you be the most focused? All of those things come into play. So that's number two of the four tactics. Decide on the tasks. Number two, power hour. Number three is the psychology, or having that right mindset. And the mindset is going to help you to attract new customers. Because where you're coming from is going to come out of you. It's going to come out in the words you use, whether you're writing or speaking or interacting with people. Where you're coming from is going to come out of you. It just does. People will pick up on who you are. So when you are interacting with people, when you're writing and everything, make sure that you choose your words carefully. And where you want to be coming from is, what can I do to benefit others? How will my product, my service, benefit others? When you come at it from that perspective, it goes a heck of a lot further than constantly pitching the latest and greatest. It is amazing how many people that you will attract to you. Now, it'll come in a trickle in the beginning, and then it'll just keep getting more and more and more as you build up your reputation. But understanding the psychology of where you're coming from. So if you're not coming from that perspective of, how will people benefit from my product or service, you got to turn that around somehow. Why is it you're building the business? You're going to need to do possibly some soul searching. Maybe you already know. But understanding that when you're going out there attracting people with a, you know, one pitch, one sales pitch after another sales pitch about, buy my product, this is my product, you know, it can work short term, but it doesn't work long term. And what you're after is long term residual income, right? So that you can do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, right? So number three, psychology. Number four, and this one has been huge for me personally, is accountability. Be aware of what you need to do to keep yourself on track. Do you need to find an accountability partner for a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis? How can you be focused so that you know you're continuing to do what it is you need to do? And an accountability partner is huge for that. I have written daily accountabilities that go back, I think, almost 3 years. So I would be able to look up what I have done on a daily basis. I'm going to have to check that one day. When did I actually start? So an accountability partner, find yourself an accountability partner. And it can be as simple as an email indicating what you've done for your business that day. That's what I do. It doesn't take me very long at all. I post my accountability. Those are the four tactics that you can use right now to get your home business more focused, more moving forward, learning, developing, growing. So deciding on the tasks you need to do, what are the most important things I need to get done today, realizing where your power is and protecting it like that mama bear, the psychology of where is it that you're coming from, and being accountable for your own decisions, being accountable to others. So moving right along, I want to talk about some basic strategies then to take that home business and move into getting started with social media. I have 7 strategies here for you to consider, and the first one is figure out what it is that you want. What do you want social media to do for you and your business? Without those concrete goals, you're likely going to flounder. You're going to go from one platform to another platform, and whatever new thing that comes along that day, you're going to get sidetracked to it, because there are tons of things that come along every day. I get hundreds of emails every day. Now, I have mine very well organized, but it's still, there's so much happening out there on the net, and it's just increasing more and more and more. It's just increasing. So figure out what it is that you want. When it comes time for your power hour, you know, you're going to know what tasks you need to do. For social media, one of the things you want to do is you want to sign up for Facebook. You have to get your own personal account on Facebook before you can create a Facebook page. And the Facebook page is what you create for your business. You cannot sell from your personal account, but you can sell from your Facebook page. That's what the difference is. So when you sign up for your personal account, you also want to sign up your business name as a Facebook page. You may not want to use it right off the bat until you understand what Facebook's all about and the power of it and what it can do for you, but you may want to make sure that you protect your name. Now, I have a client who just signed up yesterday, and I went in to check to see whether or not things would be available for her, and a number of the things that she's going to want to sign up are already taken. Don't let that happen to you. Get into Facebook, get your personal account, and then do what you can to get in and protect and create your business name. Another strategy number 3, is to check out what your competition is doing. Now, I was just doing that earlier today. I was checking out what my competition is doing in terms of products and services that they have, because I'm wanting to ramp mine up a little. I went and I checked my competition, and I looked at their website and the products and the services that they offer, just poking around, seeing what they're up. And I got a couple of excellent ideas of services that I'm going to be offering to you. One of them will be maintaining your Twitter account for you. And it looks like we'll probably offer 3 different levels of maintaining your Twitter account for you. But all of those details haven't been worked out yet, and we'll be discussing them within the team. But check out your competition. Are they on Facebook? Do they have a page? How many people are liking their page? How many people are part of their group? You'll be able to get some great information by watching your competition. And that will make it a lot easier to decide which social media platforms you want to concentrate your efforts. Now, once you're signed up on Facebook and you have your personal name and your business name, the next thing you want to do is do the same thing on Twitter. You want to make sure that you get your account and get both your name and your business name. Do your research. Your research will be different with Twitter than for Facebook. And the reason is because Twitter moves at a much faster pace than Facebook does. Much faster pace. Therefore, you're going to want to use Twitter for different reasons. So make sure you do your research with Twitter, and you want to set things up so that you can watch for your own name being mentioned, watch for your business name being mentioned, all of those different things. Do that research. And again, your competition is going to be a really good resource. The next big question is, do you have a blog? I have a blog. The blog is butterflynetworking.com. And that's where you can go and sign up for the free 30 tips and techniques on how to use social media marketing to find your customers and clients online. The blog is, even if you don't have one right now, but you know that you're going to need one later on, I would suggest that you go to GoDaddy and you secure your name. When I first came online, I'm attempting to think how long ago that was. It might be 4 years ago or 3 years ago. I think maybe it was 4 years ago. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. My name, Carla McNeil, was not available. Someone else had it. I went in to secure the names, the URLs for my niece and nephew. Got my niece's fine. My nephew, his was already taken. So go to GoDaddy.com and sign up for an account there and make sure that you get and protect your own name. Number six of the seven strategies for getting started is LinkedIn. Go and get your account just like on Facebook, just like on Twitter. You want to get your business name and your personal name. And with LinkedIn, what you're doing here when you go in and you sign in for your Facebook, your Twitter, and your LinkedIn is you're testing out the platforms, you're looking at them, you're looking at your competition, and you may not use all of the platforms all of the time. Personally, I concentrate on Facebook and Twitter. I do have a presence on LinkedIn. I do monitor my account. I do update my account, but I don't go there as often as I go to Facebook and Twitter. That strategy may change over the years. So therefore, it's really important that you get in there and you establish that presence. Number seven strategy. Oh, I don't know how many times I tell this to people. I point this out to people. What's your email address? Who is it that you are advertising for? You know, it absolutely amazes me how many business people I see who have an email address that is at Shaw, which is our local provider here, or Yahoo, MSN, Bell South. What you're doing there is every time you send an email, you're advertising for them. Thank you very much. Free advertising. You're sending out that message. Now, take a look at every time I send an email. I send an email that is branded. Now, using a branded email is extremely simple. You need to go to GoDaddy or even to Namecheaps, with an S on the end, and you secure the name that you want, right? You're going to go and you're going to check for your own name. Make sure you get that. It's really easy to set up a an email address right then and there. You could have your own branded email. You could be joe@joesmith.com within an hour. You're brand new. We'll give you a little time to muddle your way through the site. It's not that bad. But that branded email is that what you're doing is you are marketing yourself every single time you send out an email. I start this call off, Carla@retirewithcarla.com. I have also said for you to go over to Butterfly Networking to get your 30 free tips. And another email address that I have is Carla@butterflynetworking.com. Now, how much more professional does that sound to you than Carla1400@hotmail.com? Who are you going to take more seriously? The person that has the branded email or the person that has the Hotmail address? Think about it. Next time you're receiving emails from people, take a look at who they're coming from and how much you respect the information you get from them just based on the email address. I don't know how many times I get emails from people who are offering me a product. They're going to, you know, get me to rank on Google, or they're going to get me 10,000 people in my Twitter account, and their email is tom@1699@yahoo.com. How seriously am I going to take those people? Not. I'm not. Get yourself that branded email. It really is quite simple. On GoDaddy, you get that URL, and then there's another couple of buttons you can click and set up your branded email. It really is not that difficult. And then if you have a Gmail account, you can have it all forwarded, and you can make even your old Hotmail address come into the Gmail. You could, okay, maybe not Hotmail. No, that one doesn't work. But you can have your emails all coming into one spot. Branded email makes a much better impression than anything else for your client when you're sending out emails. So let me review. 7 basic strategies to get started with social media. Figure out what it is that you want. Sign up for that Facebook account. Get that research done. Follow, watch what your competition is doing. Take a look at their pages, their websites. Be sure to do the same thing on Twitter. Get that blog going. Even if it's just getting the URL, the web address right now, get that blog started. Do the same for LinkedIn as you did for Twitter and Facebook. Get in there, get that business name, get your personal account set up. Have a branded email. Branded emails are so important. I really can't stress that enough. Now, when you're ready to get started and really building your business with social media marketing, I want you to go over to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for the 30 days of tips and techniques to find customers and clients online, and you will receive a tip each day for 30 days. Or if you're like me and you're one of those people that's in a real hurry and wants everything right away, you can click on the picture on the right-hand side of the page for the new workbook. And the workbook will give you the 30 tips, and there's also a couple of little extra tips within the tips within the workbook. I updated it and added a couple of little things. And you'll also get a 30-minute consultation with me on your social media marketing. Comes with the workbook. It's a bonus. So I would like to thank you again for joining me here on that terrific Tuesday teleclass, where we talk about home business tips and social media marketing tips. Get your business moving, get yourself online, get that business growing, pumping, and finding that life of what you want, when you want, with whom you want. And I'm looking forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you.